Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. A trip to the farmer's market this time of year always turns up the holy trinity of spring: strawberries, asparagus, and rhubarb. And of the three, rhubarb is perhaps the one that is the most often overlooked. But Chef Jerry Pellegrino, I can't help but wonder if we're not doing this distinctive vegetable a disservice.
No, it's pretty attractive. I mean, it's got a very unique taste and a very beautiful color. I mean, it looks a lot like a stalk of celery in structure. Mm-hmm. And it's got a leafy top, much leafier than celery.
Right.
And what you do need to keep in mind is the leaves are poisonous. Yeah. So let's not be eating the leaves. But the stalks are actually kind of fun. They're healthy and they're good for you. And that's why you probably don't see it in the market as much. But I think it's dangerously negligent for a farmer not to trim the leaves.
Oh, I agree.
So you should just be buying the stalks.
That's right. Well, we're in the middle of the season right now, but it is pretty short.
Sure, mid-April, through June. Right now it's mid-May, so we're at the peak. I mean, the thing is, rhubarb, it's a perennial. It comes back year after year, usually with a vengeance.
Mm-hmm.
It loves a cooler area in your garden, like shade or north-facing slope is good. And it likes a very rich soil rather than sandy, with a lot of sort of organic material.
Right. Well, Jerry, let's get down to the basics. How would you describe the flavor?
Well, I think it's better than a lot of people think.
Yeah.
Fresh rhubarb does have a fresh, clean, citric flavor. Often people describe it as bitter. But when it's really in its height, it's more tart. Almost as like if lemons and celery had a baby. And maybe throw in a Granny Smith apple.
Right.
Inevitably, you're going to cook it with sugar, and that'll balance out a lot of that acidity and tartness. And it gets almost jammy with a lot of brightness.
Well, it may be a coincidence, but its favorite cooking partner is also in season right now.
Yes, strawberries. And you're right. The classic is strawberry rhubarb pie for sure.
Yeah. All around here, we're seeing a rhubarb strawberry pies and tarts and cobblers and crumbles and jams.
Yeah. I know that Spike Turdy, he even made rhubarb ice cream.
Oh, yeah, it was, and I had it. It was unbelievably good.
Yeah, but there's other things to do with rhubarb. You know, I found a whole bunch of recipes for, like, rhubarb chutney.
Oh, yeah.
Which goes well with roast pork, you know, or cheeses and charcuterie.
Mm-hmm.
All sorts of recipes out there. The basics are blending cut up rhubarb with onion, raisins, vinegar, brown sugar, and a whole bunch of spices. You can cook it, and then you cook it down more, and it gets nice and thick. It's actually a great way to use up extra rhubarb.
Well, we know about the desserts. Can you use rhubarb in savory dishes?
Yeah, sure. I've seen a recipe for hot and sour chicken.
Mm-hmm.
You bake cut up pieces of chicken in rhubarb, you know, with honey and garlic and peppery sauce marinade. I mean, it's super simple, and the spices give it some heat. The rhubarb gives you that sort of sour, acidic backbone, and the honey and soy give you some sweetness.
How about a barbecue sauce with rhubarb?
Yeah, of course. Why not? You know, a honey rhubarb barbecue sauce. I'm always looking for new ideas for the grill, for sure, and this one definitely is a good one. You just simmer the rhubarb with apricot preserves and onions, which is a great little sort of tradition. And if you got some vinegar, sweeteners, all sorts of spices, you cook them together. Obviously, you want to puree this to make a nice thick sauce.
That's right. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by 88.1 WYPR.